Good morning, Scott.
It looks like all Idaho high school students will not be getting a laptop, and teachers won't get bonuses based on student test scores. How did these laws come about?
Well, in January 2011, Superintendent Tom Luna introduced a package of three bills to the legislature. He said they'd allow the state to provide better education for less money. Everyone outside Luna's inner circle was surprised by this proposal, and the bills instantly became the subject of a bitter fight. If you recall, there were protests and long public meetings, but eventually they passed against the opposition of Democrats and some Republicans. The opponents later canvassed the state and got enough signatures to put the laws on the ballot for a statewide vote.
What did Mr. Luna have to say last night about voters rejecting the laws that he'd been fighting for?
I spoke to Luna briefly early in the evening, and he did not want to talk. This was before many results were in on the propositions, but the presidential race was already being called for President Obama. Luna seemed disheartened by that. He was a big Mitt Romney supporter. In fact, the mood was pretty gloomy at the GOP party last night, as things looked worse and worse for Romney. At one point, I approached First Lady Lori Otter to talk about her support for Students Come First, and she just said, "I don't want to talk," and turned and walked away. I did talk to Governor Butch Otter.
Why does he think voters rejected the laws?
He blamed the amount of money the teachers' union spent on the campaign effort. Opponents of the law spent more than $3.5 million. Most of that came from the National Education Association and the Idaho Education Association. Supporters spent about $1 million less. But Otter also blamed us.
Us?
Not us specifically, but the media. He said that because journalists often champion the idea of open meetings, we should have come out in support of Proposition 1 because that law required teachers and districts to negotiate in open meetings.
I can't believe how the media came out against Prop 1 when there's so much transparency wherever we spend taxpayer dollars. Yeah, we spend more taxpayer dollars in Idaho on education than we do on anything else in the state. They'll now be able to go back behind closed doors and negotiate without any transparency.
Adam, you and I are in the media. Did we come out against Prop 1?
Well, KBSX doesn't take positions on issues like this, but the Idaho Statesman's editorial board did not endorse it. And there was a lot more in that law than just open negotiations.
What comes next?
Otter says there will be efforts made for more overhauls to the state's education system, but he says the legislature will take the lead on that. On the vote no side, where things were a bit more cheerful last night, they say they want to see a new reform effort to take the place of these laws. That's what State Representative Brian Cronin, who was hired to be a spokesman for the Vote No campaign, told us.
I think, first of all, you're going to see the teachers of this state, they're going to reach out to the very people who were supporting these laws and perhaps who created these laws and say, look, we want to have this conversation, and we do believe that the changes can be made for the better, but let's have it together. Let's start again. You know, let's call a truce. Let's put this behind us and really have a serious conversation.
Cronin says any reforms need to address the root problem of Idaho education, which he says is getting more kids to go on to college. We should know more about what those who opposed the laws have in mind later today. The No campaign plans to have a press conference this morning. And we'll continue trying to get Superintendent Tom Luna to give us his take.
Adam, thank you very much. You've been up all night.
Anytime, Scott.
Adam Cotterell covers education for us. You'll find much more on Students Come First, along with all of our coverage of the election, on our website, BoiseStatePublicRadio.com.